Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Perfect spot. Tap room in Oakland Park. Watch some college football or NFL. They do beer, cocktail, food specials during the games. By the way, speaking of the tap room and Oakland Park, there's also the tap room at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey starts 1 week from tonight. So if you're lucky enough to have the tickets for Panthers Bruins opening night, you walk on down, you got the Funky Buddha tap room right there across from Pantherland. You start the season off with a little Funky Buddha. Time of your life.
I enjoy it.
I also have an awesome happy hour going on right now. Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30, $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. Always a good time at Funky Buddha. I saw Von Miller was suspended for 4 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy.
What did he do?
I don't know. Wait and find out.
The story's going to come out this day and age. Back in the day, you can just say, hey, you got in
some trouble. Only team that can keep a secret is the Miami Heat. It's true.
We still don't know what happened to that dude in the lobby.
In the building.
Yeah.
In the building. Who was it, Solana?
Man, was it Gerald Green?
Yes.
I think you're right.
Mario Chalmers, I believe, allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly was very instrumental in helping him. I think it was Gerald Green.
Was it Gerald Green? It was in the lobby of a building, right? Right, yeah. By the arena.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Something's going to come out.
That is funny, though. The Heat can keep a secret.
Because Pat Riley walks over there and talks to somebody and says, hey, this video doesn't get out. We're good to go. They say, yeah, Pat, we're good.
That's the difference between Mike McDaniel and Pat Riley. It's different styles.
Yes. Yeah. It's the... You know what? The whole thing with McDaniel now, we were talking about earlier in the show, where like now he has to put his foot down and change the approach of it. Where Pat still has the old school approach and it seems like it still works. But I think Pat's one of the only guys that can do that.
Well, it's interesting. We'll see this season because he kind of put his foot down with Jimmy Butler. Well, Jimmy Butler's not the kind of athlete that, well, actually, now that I say that, he may respect that because Jimmy Butler is an old school. Well, I say he's old school. He's a tough dude, but you know what? He does take his maintenance days. So he's not like old school. Like LeBron didn't miss games.
No. I don't know what gen that is, X, Z, Y, S, LMNOP. But those guys, they were in the middle of that old school to the new age and where they could still be tough, but they still care about their image.
Right.
And all that social media. And like it's the LeBrons, the Jimmys, like that age guy, the guy right now in his 30s, early 40s, they had the transition of being old school, but still having social media and really listening to what everybody in the damn world says about him, which is weird for me.
Jimmy said that he did have something planned for media day yesterday, but because he was delayed via travel, he was unable to implement his outfit or hair.
He was in Italy?
I think France.
France?
I am from France.
You know how much a private jet is to fly from France to Miami?
I mean, how much money does he have, though?
But that has to be $250,000. That has to
be crazy. Was he flying private, though? I mean, we just assumed yesterday, but I would imagine he was flying commercial from, you know, overseas.
I don't know if Jimmy's flying commercial.
I don't think so. Also, like, just based on the pictures he posts, the people he hangs out with, I mean,
right.
He's hanging out with some big hitters, right. You know?
They've all got planes. Where do you need to go, Jimmy?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If he's paying for a flight that's going to be $200,000+, because I knew We flew a plane from Opa-locka Airport to North Carolina with Chad Pennington, and that was like 30 grand. So from France to Miami, that's going to be well into the six figures.
And then you talk about the tariffs they put on that plane. I mean, oof, who knows?
I don't think they're bringing imports on a private jet.
Yeah, you bring back a little, what do they got there, Perrier? Today is National Taco Day.
Taco?
Yeah, Taco Day.
Like tacos.
Correct. Taco Day. Tacos. What? What? Did I say something funny?
That's not how you say taco.
I do like that it falls on a Tuesday, obviously, Taco Tuesday.
Crowd of powder, not your average taco seasoning.
That's right. You want to season up your taco real good. You got the new Crowder powder flavor.
Taco seasoning.
That's what I'm saying.
The taco.
I can't get Solana to bite. He showed amazing restraint.
Taco seasoning.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on National Taco Day with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I'm just glad you launched into a bit to save me from a god-awful tariffs joke. I mean, I got crickets on that tariffs joke, and I thought for sure you guys were just going to roast me for 10 minutes over it. Thank you, Hawk.
My pleasure.
Appreciate that, man.
Tariffs.
I know, Hawk, you went over some of the McDaniel notes in the previous segment, but maybe some people are just getting in their car, 5 o'clock hour. I'll just run through some of them as well. I'll start with Jalen Phillips. Mike McDaniel said they're still gathering info on the extent of it, but he felt comfortable enough saying that Jalen won't play on Sunday in New England.
All right, that's a bummer.
Barry Jackson pointed out that Odell Beckham, River Craycraft, Cam Smith, Isaiah Wynn, and Bradley Chubb are all eligible to return this week. Those are the guys that started the season on the IR list. They've all missed four games. He adds, asked which will return this week. McDaniel said the window will be open for Odell Beckham Jr. and Cam Smith. Those two will be practicing.
All right.
It's crazy. That's good, but I'm more excited about Isaiah Wynn, which is wild to say, but like, we need some big boys.
I want Odell out there and waiting.
The Odell package?
Yeah, let's shelve the Jonnu Smith package. Let's rely on the Odell package.
If all that was missing from this offense, though, to look competent was, you know, whatever, a 34-year-old Odell Beckham Jr., then what does that tell you? You know what I mean? Like, if they come out this week, Odell has a big game, the offense looks good.
I mean, you guys are sleeping on Odell Beckham. He's one of the best receivers we've ever seen play.
Have you seen that commercial with Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith, and Dan Marino?
You're crazy. What did you say? He's 34, Solana?
I guesstimated. I'll double check right now.
I mean, Calais Campbell could be his dad.
Huck. 31.
31?
31.
He's 31.
Odell can't be your one.
He's not. He's your three.
He's your three, and I'm. But has anybody said, "Wow, that offense runs well through the three"? He's gonna get plays. He's gonna get bad. He's gonna get lesser coverage guys.
But okay, but maybe he'll prove to a DC that hey, maybe you shouldn't be putting lesser coverage guys on me. Like you don't know. That's all I'm saying. Like I know I've seen Odell Beckham out there. He's not Eskridge.
And back to the conversation, Mike McDaniel has to see that and take advantage when they start moving guys around if Odell gets off early. So if Odell plays, he needs to get targeted early so that the other team will respect him kind of like me and Solana, kind of, he's an older guy. They need to respect him so it can open it up for Waddle and Tyreek and them boys.
My thing is, like Odell Beckham during training camp, we found out was essentially played catch with Tua. Like, he hasn't run routes. He hasn't.
It's Odell Beckham. What are you doing? What are you guys doing that, like, diminishing Odell Beckham?
What, do you have one nice catch with the Giants? I mean, come on.
He has an amazing catch.
Well, anyways.
Huck, 91 catches, 96 catches, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, 77, 1,000, 74, 1,000. 2020, 300. 2021, 200. 2021, 300 with the LA Rams when he got traded. Last year, Baltimore, 35 catches for 560. It's normal stuff now. The Giants, he was a monster. I'm looking at his stats now. 1,000 every
he's
year.
He's had numerous injuries. I get you. You'd give your left arm right now for a receiver to bring down 560 yards this season.
You're right. And I hope after this injury, he's still a 560-yard receiver. And who's throwing him the ball?
That's a whole different show.
On Kendall Fuller and Tron Armstead, remember, they're in concussion protocol. They were both out. McDaniel said they're doing better. He hopes they can work this week and be cleared. And yes, Tyler Huntley will be starting in New England, according to Mike McDaniel. Quote, there's reasons for guys to be excited about that. While the output wasn't nearly what we wanted offensively, there are some things to build upon.
All right. I won two prop bets.
That's what he's building on, your prop.
I lost five others, but I won two on Tyler Huntley specifically. I had a prop, Tyreek over 4.5 receptions. He caught his fifth, but was the victim of his own illegal shift, so he ended with 4. I had Devon Achane anytime touchdown. Got stopped at the 1-inch line. Then they gave him a second chance to put it in. Couldn't get in. Would have been a perfect spot for that guy, Ingold. I had Alec Ingold anytime touchdown, plus 1,100. The one time they decided not to give it to him. They also didn't give it to him on like that 4th-and-1 that they gave to Tyreek. He ran sideways.
Little too cute. Why can't we have a tush push?
Right?
Just 1 yard. Like, do we have a play where we can guarantee to get 1 yard?
Alec Ingold. But then we did it so many times, everyone knew that was our play.
And the other time he fumbled. That was at Seattle. He fumbled on the little Alec Ingold, little trap play they run.
You guys didn't see it yesterday? The play to get 1 yard on 4th-and-1? Tyreek Hill, jet sweep, -6.
Running the wrong way.
At the end of the first half again, by the way, Dolphins have 2 timeouts. They're trying to put something together. They need points. There's a reception in the middle of the field. They let 25 seconds burn off the clock because there's so much motion. No timeout is called. The snap gets behind Huntley. 15-yard loss, but don't worry, guys. There was an illegal shift on the play anyway. So, flag, you only lost 5 yards.
That's where the illegal shift actually helped you.
Genius.
Daniel, put it in the playbook.
Guru.
The only other big news, Devontae Adams, according to Ian Rappaport, has informed the Raiders that he wants to be traded. So that situation.
Officially, and the Raiders, I think I saw, they'll take like a, they've let teams know they'll take like a second round and something.
Yeah.
He's too good to waste a whole season. It's ugly out there in L.A. I mean, Vegas.
Do they want Skylar Thompson, maybe?
Yeah, straight up. Good call.
Yeah. Let's give 80% of our salary cap to receivers. We've done great with those receivers, haven't we?
The Tigers lead the Astros bottom of the 9-3-0. The Royals And the Orioles are tied 0-0, top of the sixth.
All right.
In a few minutes, Mets Brewers will play, and then the Braves and the Padres will play Inter-Miami in action tomorrow at Columbus Crew, and the Florida Panthers preseason action tomorrow at Tampa Bay. Today, you said, was National Taco Day.
Right.
Also National Croqueta Day today, gentlemen.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I saw someone text that in, but and then I looked online, and it said January 16th.
That's a World Croqueta Day.
You waterboarding him, Jimmy?
Maybe. Trying to work on a bit.
National.
What's the LeBread wrap is better than the crumbles. The tequeño is better than the croqueta.
Yeah, deep fried cheese.
Yeah, let's not do that on Taco Day. Insulting.
Your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the mid-60s.
I'm like McDaniel calling the wrong play. I'm pointing at Crowder to do a live spot here, but he doesn't even have any left. They're all mine. I called the wrong play. Illegal shit.
That would be a funny bit to play on Crowder just randomly. Just point at him.
It's every day. He doesn't know what he's doing.
And then I laugh and say, hey, what we got now?
Partly cloudy. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. It'll be nice on National Taco Day. A little taco, a little Funky Buddha. Time of your life. All right, we got to get out of here. Hurricane Hotline is coming up. That's the bright spot in South Florida football, the Miami Hurricane. So you got Hurricane Hotline with Joe Zagacki coming up tonight. And we'll work it all out throughout the week. Before you know it, it'll be Sunday. They'll have a chance to redeem themselves against the Patriots in New England. Couple of sad notes today, too, before we get out of here. Pete Rose died yesterday. We know that Dikembe Mutombo died yesterday as well. If you weren't listening earlier in the show, John Amos, who played James Evans, the father on Good Times, and the owner of McDowell's on Coming to America, John Amos passed away today. So sad news there. All right, we do have to wrap things up, though, for the show this afternoon. Appreciate everyone who tuned in and, you know, got through an ugly Dolphins loss with us. I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show all the time, and I go to the Boca Raton location on Tuesdays for my shot, and I honestly do feel a difference. I wish I was doing this sooner. So, you know, if you're feeling sluggish, you know, you don't feel like you used to feel when you were younger. It might be low testosterone. Guys, you know, in your early to mid-30s, guys start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year. Happens gradually, and then before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you were in your 20s or 30s. You can do something about it. You can start treating that low T. Within just a few weeks, you can start to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away. Your sleep will improve. Your sex drive will improve. Go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, take the Low T quiz, and if you're interested, schedule a consultation, learn more, and then, you know, you're on the road to a life with more energy and better workouts and no brain fog, and your sex drive is back, and you're not taking naps in the afternoon. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've been serving South Florida since 2020, and they have successfully treated thousands of men. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Call them today, 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300. or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com and get a couple of those testosterone shots. Hand them over to Mike McDaniel if you see him somewhere walking around. You know. All right. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
I got a Pete Rose signed ball, man.
Worth a taco.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.